It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
One day in London, a Methodist preacher looked out over the poor people of that city. His heart went out to those people. He wanted to help them, and he dedicated his life to their service. Little did he know what that dedication would mean. In a few years, his efforts to aid the poor had gained a few followers and many opponents. Quite often he found his followers beaten and their property wrecked or destroyed because of their convictions. In 1884, 37 years after he began preaching, 600 of his followers were sent to prison because of their religious concern for the poor. Following several years of persecution, the founder and the movement began to win some acceptance. Much of this acceptance was brought about when he presented his case in a book entitled In Darkest England and the Way Out. In that book, he had concrete proposals for several improvements: relieving poverty and fighting vice, homes for the homeless, training centers to prepare immigrants for overseas countries, rescue homes for women and girls being sold into bondage for immoral purposes, homes for released prisoners, legal aid for the poor, and practical help for the alcoholic. The movement became known as the Salvation Army, and the preacher who fell in love with the poor people of London was named William Booth. Someone asked him one day what the secret of his very productive life was. His answer was simple and quite profound. "I'll tell you the secret," he said. "I have made up my mind that Jesus Christ could have all there was of William Booth. I know that he has men with more brains and more ability. But when I saw the poor of London, and knowing what Jesus Christ could do for them, I made up my mind to give all there is of me to him." Of this man, the historian wrote that his theology was simple, certainly concentrated on essential matters, clearly expounded for the understanding and inspiration of the common man. Read the history books, and one thing stands out above everything else. It isn't the person with the most ability who does the most good in life. It is rather the person with the most dedication and determination. And herein is the beauty of the Christian faith. For the carpenter doesn't judge us by how much ability we have, but by the depth of our dedication. It isn't the wisest person, or the richest person, or the strongest person that the Galilean is looking for. No. It is the dedicated and faithful person. Our Maker doesn't judge us by how high we rise in life, but by how hard we try. We aren't judged by the amount of our abilities, but by the way we use what abilities we have. William Booth made up his mind to give all he had, and that's all our Maker wants. I guess what this story really says to us is that when we present ourselves to him for service, we should leave our credentials and recommendations at home. We need to bring only our faithfulness.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.